Digital media experts say Facebook must do more to protect users from explicit, violent and sexual content. Over 100 internal documents detailing the social media giant's content moderation strategy have been leaked to The Guardian newspaper. The guidelines explain how staff should treat explicit content and when it should or shouldn't be published. But researchers say users need more protection. Kai Chow filed this report.
Actually, a 12-year-old boy came across quite an explicit piece of footage of sexual activity. Very explicit, very disturbing. He didn't tell his parents because he was too scared to get in trouble. But what happened for the next 6 months or so, this child just had nightmare after nightmare.
The Facebook guidelines leaked to The Guardian allow the depiction of violence, but not if it is glorified. That's just not good enough for Dr. Joanne Orlando, a Western Sydney University researcher studying the impact of technology on children.
And the big problem with it is that it's decontextualised. So you might see an image of a dog being beaten or being hurt, you know, really a lot of violence against an animal or against a person. But, you know, a child who's 8 or, you know, a teenager who's 13 won't necessarily know that it's part of news footage.
David Vale is the Executive Director of the Cyberspace Law and Policy Centre at the University of New South Wales. The cyber law expert is particularly concerned about the vulnerabilities of Facebook Live, a feature introduced last year that allows users to live stream a video to their audience.
I think the idea that you should have no responsibility for setting up a platform that enables live instant broadcasting, you end up attracting both fake news but also all the sorts of attention-seeking sort of violence and horror that is now causing people concern.
Mr. Vale says Facebook needs to change its whole attitude about what its role is and who it uses to moderate content.
They need to get rid of the secrecy and embrace a culture of transparency and accountability and engage with the rest of the world, with, you know, people with expertise, with skill, with the sort of people in the past that have helped guide and deal with these sorts of difficult problems.
John Lawrence from Electronic Frontiers Australia agrees there is a lack of transparency from the social media giant as to how it does patrol content.
They're probably not as transparent with the general user population as they could be, and obviously having their moderation guide now out in the public domain is, you know, creating a lot of probably quite necessary conversations about this.
Mr. Lawrence is optimistic, however, that Facebook will rise to the occasion. The digital rights advocate points to an announcement on the 3rd of May by Mark Zuckerberg. The Facebook CEO announced he would hire an additional 3,000 people for the content review team to join the 4,500 already on that task.
They do have a strong responsibility to ensure that, you know, people can use their platform safely. And I think at the end of the day, that becomes a commercial imperative for them, because if people lose trust on their platforms, you know, people will start to move away, and then, you know, that will affect their businesses.
In the meantime, Joanne Orlando from Western Sydney University says parents need to take matters into their own hands when it comes to protecting children from violent and sexually explicit content.
Parents need to have quite an open atmosphere in the home about talking about technology. It's not surveillance, it's about talking about it. When something disturbing happens, a child will feel comfortable enough to actually tell their parent about it.
Dr. Joanne Orlando, ending Kai Chow's report.